Class is officially in session, angels. I took some notes on my handy dandy iPad. Hello, angels. Welcome back to my channel. I'm here today in my red Lululemon zip up. Is it just me or does everybody love these types of jackets? They fit so good. And red is not normally my ideal color, but I was feeling spicy today in lieu of, I don't know if that's the correct term, but considering today's topic, we're going to be talking about the nice girl syndrome. Nice for what? Like Drake says, that's a real one, you know. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the nice girl syndrome, and I'm going to share with you guys a brief story about how I experienced, you know, the nice girl syndrome and where I am at right now, and also describe to you the types of girls, you know how I love to nickname people, to watch out for that have the nice girl syndrome. Class is officially in session, angels. I took some notes on my handy dandy iPad, okay, and I'm going to be reading from them. So we're going to be talking about why being nice isn't always good, why being nice isn't usually good. I unfortunately have ended up at one point in my life or suffered from the nice girl syndrome, and here's why and how it will never happen again. All my life, I feel like I was a very confident person. But in life, as I'm sure many of us have experienced, there will be people that will try and stifle you and suffocate you and make you feel like you're too much and you're too this and, oh, she thinks she's all that. Like, yeah, that was the story that people like to say. Oh, she thinks she's better than everyone. Did I ever say that? But you know what? Now you're right. How about that? These types of individuals find pleasure or seek pleasure in trying to humble people. We all know people like that, where they take, you know, some sort of joy and they seek thrill in trying to humble people. But truthfully, these people are just bothered by your confidence and your energy. And do not be fooled, because people can see your potential sometimes before you can, and they'll try to get close to you because they're drawn to your magnetism and your charisma. But then your light highlights their insecurities and shines on their darkness and insecurities, and they begin to despise you for the very thing that they were drawn to when they realize that they cannot mimic it. Wow. Story of my life. Okay, yes, this has happened to me so many times, and the older that you get, it does get a lot easier. But when you are in high school and when you are growing up, it's difficult to deal with not being accepted for who you are and people making comments and things saying that, oh, you think you're better than people because you like to do this. I know in school, I won best dressed and I always took pride in my appearance, and it's just who I am. And there would be people that would be like, where are you going? It's just school. Why are you acting like you're going somewhere? Like, you act like school is like your runway. Well, let me correct you, because one, yes it is, and two, I care about my appearance. So just because you don't doesn't mean that I don't have to as well. Why is it bothering you? I don't understand. And those same girls that would make fun of me for dressing the way that I dress and wearing heels and being cute are the same girls that for their birthday put on their little church heels and penciled in their little eyebrows. Okay, and they were trying to mimic me on that designated day when they really wanted to do that for the whole year. So yes, I have experienced multiple times in my life where people were drawn to me, but they also tried to stifle me in the same breath. At this point, I have learned to let them choke, because I have allowed certain people to make me feel like I had to play small. I felt like I had to make a conscious decision to not be all of myself and to be very mindful of not outshining them. And let me just say that you're always gonna be too much for all of the wrong people. And honestly, that's okay. Not everybody likes nice things. Not everyone can handle having nice things. So, unfortunately, as a result of feeling bad and not wanting people to think that I'm too much, or not wanting to play into that stereotype of them maybe saying that I think I'm all that, even though those words never came out of my mouth, I began to stifle myself. And to be transparent, even here on my channel, I feel like I experienced that, and I'm now obviously out of that situation. And someone said to me the other day when I posted on Instagram, like, wow, Aisha, you have ascended. And that comment still can bring me to tears, because it means so much to me to like know that the way that I am and me being and walking in the fullness of myself is translating on screen, and it just feels so good. It feels like welcome home, right? So back to what I was saying. On my channel, I felt like I began to do that. I began to play small, because here and there people would extract the message and then, you know, hyper focus on, oh, your delivery could have been this, your delivery could have been that. And so I began to feel like, even though it was very far and few, I just began to feel like, oh, I don't want people to actually think I'm mean or whatever. So let me just try and be nice on how I say certain things, even because I want what I'm saying, because I still stand by it, to be receptive. Because, you know, people usually say, oh, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I do consider myself to be a very kind person, and that's why I've been able to have such successful and amazing friendships and people in my life. People that truly actually know me. And I just simply thought that if I, you know, quit the tough love type of approach and delivery, that it would make people happier and that they wouldn't complain. But I have realized now, as I have ascended into myself, that I do not care. Anything that isn't for you will either run its course or it will expire. So I want this video to be thought-provoking and also encourage all my angels that have big personalities and super outgoing and charismatic, and you like to dress up and you like to be girly and you enjoy these simple things about life, and these are the essence of who you are. It's just, you can't run away from it. That it's okay to have a big personality. It's okay to be exactly the way that you are. I want you to be you and be all of you. And here's why. When you are a nice girl and you're just like mousy in the corner, you are more susceptible to becoming a target of abuse and manipulation. People don't respect nice girls. Nice girls don't make history. And if you are being nice, you are less likely to speak your mind, which means that if you're upset about something, you're just going to keep it to yourself, hoard those feelings in, and that means that there will never be any sort of resolution to however it is that you're feeling. And this leads to dishonesty, because you feel like, because you've always presented as such a timid and, you know, mild-mannered person, I don't even know if that's the correct term, but you understand what I'm saying, that you can't express yourself and that vocalizing yourself will be so different from who you really are, or aggressive because you're just used to not saying anything. And unfortunately, this will make it harder for you to form real bonds with people, because you have to be able to express yourself. That emotional intimacy allows you to truly bond with people. Here's the interesting thing about nice girls. Nice girls are not even always really nice. You would be shocked to know how many nice girls that even appear on YouTube as super nice are nothing like that in real life. Nothing like that. We all even know girls that we've gone to high school with or even college with, and they seem like they're just, oh my god, yeah girl, I love your outfit, you should totally wear that. And then as soon as you walk away, it's like, that is the ugliest effing thing I've ever seen. Like, come on, like, we all know people that are like that. And the reason that these types of people talk behind people's backs is because they're too coward to say any of these things to people's faces. That's really all that it is. Or they have the tendency to become very passive aggressive and pretending like everything's okay when clearly it's not. Being overly nice makes you explosive. You are a ticking time bomb. And where you may be overcompensating in one area, you will be very dismissive and cold in another area. And then feel guilty and then try to cover that up with more niceness. So there's a great book that I actually did read called The Nice Girl Syndrome as I was doing my research, and there are 7 types of nice girls. So we're gonna dive into what those types actually look like. And you can tell me if you relate in the comment section down below, or if you know someone that relates to this. And the reason why I genuinely feel so called to talk about this today is because I just had this moment where I realized to myself, in this short little like phase that I went through of just like kind of just cowering down and not being the full version of myself that you guys are used to me being and saying whatever it is that I want to say, which is truly who I am, I realized that that was just me having that fear of being seen. That was me playing into, you know, maybe even the high school version of myself where I felt like I would try and peek through and just like be myself. And at times I would be successful. And then at other times I would just like cower down and like kind of want to be a little invisible because I didn't want to step on toes and make jealous people and haters mad. Well, let me tell you something right now. Be prepared to be very mad. Be prepared to be big mad, because no door that God opens for me, you can close, and no door that opens for any of you that are watching this, anyone can close. Whatever door that God has opened up for you is gonna be for you. Don't listen to he, she, they, whatever it is. Your life that is predetermined for you, the things that you're called to do, the things that you wanna do are for you. That's what this pep talk is about. No more playing small. No more allowing people to dictate you what your future is gonna look like, who do you think you are, all these different things. Those people wouldn't be so scared and trying to stifle you if they didn't feel like you had the potential to be big. Because who gets threatened by people that are non-threatening? Nobody. So obviously, anytime someone's trying to bring you down and tear you down, that should tell you that you're a threat. And so if you're a threat, then be very threatening. How about that? So, nice girl number one, doormat Dorinda. This is the stereotypical nice girl that lets everybody do whatever, whenever they want to her. And she never seems to learn, no matter how many times that she's being taken advantage of, and she's just a doormat. These types of people, like doormat Dorinda, are very susceptible to con artists and people that lack morals, moralless individuals, because they make excuses for those individuals' behavior because they are not learning at all in their experience that, okay, girl, the same thing keeps happening to you over and over again, and you're just gonna let it slide on by and make excuses for it. And when you're in the thick of these types of situations or these types of mindsets, if especially if it's all you know and it has always been your personality, it's second nature to you. So you don't think, wow, I'm really making an excuse for what this person has done to me. You're just thinking, no, they really didn't mean it like that. Like, I feel like you're just looking at it wrong. No, girl, they do mean it exactly how they came off. Know that. Number two is Priya the Pretender. This type of nice girl appears to be very nice and cooperative and charming, but behind the scenes, she's very resentful, and she is the type of person that seems like she's very agreeable, but actually feels the opposite of what she presents. So this is probably gonna be the type of girl that will compliment you, even though she literally dislikes your outfit. So it's like, girl, why are you even saying anything if you literally don't even like it? This is gonna be the girl that's gonna be super nice to your face. Oh my God, it's been so long since I have seen you. Stop, I love your outfit. You are so cute. Give me a little swirl. Love it. Oh my God, I literally hate her. I don't even understand why she was even talking to me. Like, she's so weird. Like, and she follows me on Instagram, and like, I follow her too, but like, every time I see her, like, I don't even understand why we follow each other. Like, we don't even like each other. Pretending. Very much fake. Next we have Innocent Isabel. Now this type of nice girl is very naive and gullible, easily manipulated and conned. And this type of nice girl is going to always defend anytime things are done wrong to her. She's going to defend that person's honor and make it seem as though they didn't really mean that. Even if people tell her that care for her, hey girl, like, you're kind of being used. Hey girl, like, you should really examine what's going on in the situation. Like, you're being cheated on. Like, we have the photo right here of your man literally Tristan Thompsoning you, and you should really like check in with that. And they defend the behavior. Oh, well, I don't, that day, like, we were like on a break, so like he can kind of do whatever he wanted. Or, oh my God, that's, are you sure that's him? I mean, girl, it's kind of dark, and like, how do we really know if that's him? Like, it's the same car and it's the same height as him, but like, he would not do something like that for you to even get that picture. So like, I don't really think it's that at all. I think you're just, I don't know. Like, I think you just don't like him, so that's why you're like feeling like that. But like, thank you for like trying to help me. I do appreciate it. Like, girl, what is going on here? Huh? And these are the worst type of people to be, because in relationships, it's like you can literally take them through the ringer and back and it doesn't even faze them, because they will always justify the abusive behavior. Number four is Maddie the Martyr. This type of nice girl is basically a human sacrifice. You know, Marty the Martyr has no boundaries, okay? And always is bending backwards to do things for people, even if she really doesn't even want to do it. You know, sacrificing her time, you know, her health, even financial security to help and rescue others. And here's the kicker. She will feel like all these people that she helped out, they now are in debt to her. They owe her sacrifices and favors in return because she went out of her way to do that for them. No. That's not how life goes. Someone once told me that when you do something, when you do good, expect nothing in return. If you're out here handing out favors and passing them out because you're hoping that you could get something, you know, a favor back in return, then don't do it. Because that's how you set yourself up for disappointment. If you're not gonna do it and just let it be and leave it in peace, then don't do it at all. Number five is Vicky the Victim. This girl feels hopeless and helpless to the circumstances in her life, and she is 100% the architect of her own misfortune. And she has repressed her intuition and power so much that she has lost touch with it completely. And honestly, women like this, unfortunately, are more prone to staying in abusive type of dynamics multiple times and going back and forth multiple times because they feel helpless to their circumstances. Number six is Pia the Prude. Now, this girl is like, this would be like the Karen of all these types, right? She's very moral and feels this strong need to be very perfect. And she usually adheres to very rigid types of, you know, standards, like, you know, not having premarital sex or not consuming alcohol, and in general is very, very conservative. Now, unfortunately, this type tends to be extremely judgmental of others that do not participate in behaviors that she wouldn't participate in. But she hides that disapproval under niceness, but really she's judging you in her head. And lastly, number seven, Erica the Enlightened One. This type of nice girl believes strongly in compassion and has extreme tolerance and, you know, forgiveness to the extent that she represses her own actual feelings of, you know, anger or resentment, and just doesn't allow herself to express normal emotions. And this is also going to be someone that lets you do whatever. Anytime you are being something that you are not, someone that you are not, it is simply not sustainable. The real you is clawing to get out, okay? Your soul has to be found. Your soul has to be actualized. You can't keep pretending to be someone that you're not. Here's what we can learn. Strong women understand that niceness does not guarantee respect, nor does it guarantee that you will be treated fairly all the time. And this is the number one thing that I had to learn, is that you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, would I say there was a drastic difference between like me like delivering the message and saying, oh, don't date men that wouldn't do certain things for you, versus me saying, don't date men that won't do certain things for you? Was there a drastic difference between how I received? No. People that subscribe to this channel in 2019, okay, are here for that version of myself, the real version of myself, right? And sometimes along the way, you do lose yourself. And that's exactly what happened. And this is why covering things up under being nice is never the way to go. I'm not nice. I'm kind, but I'm not nice. Know that. There's a difference. Strong women do not compromise their safety or self-esteem to keep or please a man. Strong women are self-respecting and they value their peace of mind. This one I love. Strong women know what it is that they want and believe that they can have it, and will figure out how to achieve it without walking over others. Or allowing others to walk over her. Strong women, they know how to stand up for themselves and understand that our voices do have power and we pick and choose our battles. Not everything needs to be addressed. Not everything needs your reaction. And strong women also understand that it's more important to stay true to yourself than for someone to like you. I don't want you guys to ever feel like you have to play small and be backed into a corner. And I want you to also understand that both men and women do this. You will encounter people that will dislike you seemingly for no reason at all. You don't have to ever do anything to them. You will encounter people that are determined to humble you, destroy you, and you will encounter romantic partners that will do the exact same. Nice is not best. Being genuine and kind is. Nice is pleasing and agreeable, and kind is an action. It's the way you treat people. So always remember that and keep that in the back of you guys' minds. I hope that you angels have enjoyed this video because this pertains to friendships and both romantic dynamics. If you fall under any of these categories, it's just food for thought, something to think about. Let me know in the comment section down below if you guys have ever encountered a situation like this or you have learned this lesson yourself and you're working on your confidence. Let's all help each other, give each other tips in the comment section down below. And if you haven't by now, make sure that you give this video a big thumbs up. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll see you beautiful angels in my next video. Mwah.